Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I don't care what this life tells you about yourself and your earthly life and what matters here. When it comes to what God's purpose, when it comes to reality, it's garbage. And so Paul is wanting to focus the attention of his readers on what matters and how it works. Because this gets into how the Christian life works on a practical level. So Paul is using himself as an example, and this is what he came to, having left the other behind, in verse 10. Now go ahead and read from there on, and then they'll just ask the Lord to unlock what he wants to and what he wants to emphasize. So I do feel like there's one thing that just kind of jumped out at me when I was thinking about this through the week. He says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Praise God. Boy, there's so much in that, you know, part of me just wants to run down every rabbit trail, but I just pray that God will help me to focus on the things that got me into this passage to begin with. Now, first of all, it's obvious that, you know, Paul had a life that he thought was right, and he gave himself to it with everything that he had, but then, of course, the Lord intervened, didn't he? I tell you, do we need the Lord to intervene in our lives or not? There's not one of us here who has any hope if God does not intervene and change the entire purpose and focus of our lives. And not just in some vague general way, but in a very real and practical way, so that it affects everyday life. Because that's what this is about. And so he calls this, he likens this in one place to God, to the Lord calling him. There literally was a call where he was summoned to leave the life that he had had and to go on a different journey. And he calls that a heavenward call. Now, heaven is a place in the way he's describing it here. But heavenward, what does that convey? That's a direction. That's a goal. That's not just the place out there, but here is a way that I get there. God wants me to actually walk a road, And that road leads to heaven. I mean, we use those kinds of terms in human life. I mean, if you want to go someplace, well, you follow this road and you'll get there. Well, this is the road that God has laid out for us. And of course, there's so many scriptures that bear on this. And we know the ones we've referred to all the time is the one where we are to run a race that is marked out for us. God has a goal in mind for everyone that he calls. It's not just for us to muddle through. It's not just for us to, struggle and strive. But it is an absolute goal that he wants to take me and you to that place that we sung about this morning. I can only imagine. Praise God. Oh, I can't even imagine. But it's going to be something else. But I'll tell you, is there anything else worth living for? Folks, if there's somebody here and you haven't really settled this issue, I pray for you. I pray that God will so lay hold of your heart and mind that you will see the utter vanity of this world and everything that it stands for. May God deliver us in practical ways, but in the fundamental way where our life is literally turned around from going this way to going this way. There's nothing else that can be called Christian faith or the gospel. It is that radical, and may God help us. It was that radical for Paul, wasn't it? It meant everything I have ever valued in the past is just garbage. And then he talks with sadness about people who don't get this. They don't agree with the cross of Christ, which was death. This was something where, this life that I value so much, these desires that I value so much, they're worthless. And if I serve them, if I make them my God, it's going to lead to utter destruction in the end. You think about this world and what it lives for. How many people live just to derive pleasure out of their bodies? Just to be plain. What are they doing? That's their God. They might as well bow down to an image and worship it. Oh God, help us to let go as we sing and let God have his way. So anyway, this is what is underlying this. And Paul is describing in considerable detail. And of course he begins, and much of this we have talked about many times, but I'm hoping to get to something that simplifies this in a very profound way. I want to know Christ. Now again, Paul didn't simply want information, better theology about Christ. He wanted to know this one that he could know personally. Do you know that in spite of the fact that you may see needs about yourself, there are times when we feel very worthless almost. Oh God, what a failure I am. Lord, look at all that's wrong with me. How could you care about me? And the devil's just whispering in your ear. Anybody ever get there? Yeah. The Lord wants us to get to the point where we know that we can know him. He gets all that's wrong with us. That's why he came. Praise God. That wasn't a barrier to him. Your need and mine were not a barrier to him. They were the reason he came. Boy, is that revealing. Praise the Lord. Okay, and Paul understood this is not simply getting a better theology here to guide my life and I'm going to just take these ideas and put them into practice. This is a person that I'm going to walk with. He is absolutely invested in my life. He's invested in my future. He's the one that's called me to take me to that place where in the end, I'm not even going to have to deal with this old body anymore. Anybody ready for that? Some of you young people may not think you are, but you will be. Just wait. But praise God, we don't have to live with this and with those impulses that fight against what God wants. God's going to take all of that away. But there's a reason in the meantime why we're here. God is absolutely in control. And he is absolutely ordering our steps for purposes that we cannot imagine. We cannot even understand at the time. That's our problem. How many times do we wind up fighting against God without even realizing it? Yeah, may God help us to learn and to grow. I'm so glad that he understands that he's willing to be so patient with me. Oh, Lord, if we learn to be as patient with ourselves and with one another as He is with us, it would change a lot of things, wouldn't it? All right, so I want to know Christ. But now it gets into a little more of the particulars. I want to know the power of His resurrection. God is not, again, wanting simply to give us information. There is power. Power, think about that. I need real power at work in my life because I don't have the power to be what He wants me to be. It does not exist in my ability. In fact, if He doesn't work on me, I don't even want to. I need power that is stronger than this flesh, this old nature that wants to control me. I've got to have something that I wasn't born with. And you think about what Paul expressed in Ephesians 1 when he prayed that they would grow in their knowledge and wisdom and understanding. They would understand that the power that is working for us is exactly the same power that was at work in bringing His Son out of the grave. How many times do you and I feel hopeless, helpless, weak, self-pitying, a gazillion negative things that's sort of where we're sitting there in a funk spiritually. And God wants us to be where Paul was at, expressed here. Now, does that mean that Paul was always there? No. But this was something that he understood to the point where he said, this is my rock. This is always where I've got to go back to. Every time I get in one of those places, I'm going to go back to the reality. I want to know that, and I need to know it. Yes. How did he know that? How did Paul know that? He knew it because he felt it. He expressed all the things in one place that he went through, and he says, fightings on the outside and fears on the inside. He was just like you and me, wasn't he? Yes. Except he went through things that you and I will probably never go through. So this is somebody who knows what he's talking about. This is somebody who says, I get, regardless of where I'm at, there is a power that is from God, and it's not against me, it's for me. You know, we sang songs this morning about he'll give me everything I need. I lack nothing. Praise God. How often do we muddle through our day and just kind of never really seem to make much progress in our lives? And we fight and lose the same battles time and time again. And here's the Lord loving us and saying, I've got what you need. I want you to look to me in everything. Praise God. Well, Paul got that, didn't he? I want to know about that. I want to know that power. I don't want to just know about it. I want to experience that power in a way that makes a difference in my life. Anybody here need that? Yeah, I certainly do. But now there's a way to get there. It says, and participation in his sufferings. Now, sufferings has to do with things that our old nature wants.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.